أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله فاهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون. ما لكم لا تناصرون بل هم اليوم مستسلمون. وأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون. قالوا إنكم كنتم تأتوننا عن اليمين قالوا بل لم تكونوا مؤمنين. وما كان لنا عليكم من سلطان بل كنتم قوما طاغين. فحق علينا قول ربنا إنا لذائقون. فأغويناكم إنا كنا غاوين. فإنهم يومئذ في العذاب مشتركون. إنا كذلك نفعل بالمجرمين. إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون ويقولون أئنا لتاركو آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون. بل جاء بالحق وصدق المرسلين. إنكم لذائق العذاب الأليم. وما تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. إلا عباد الله المخلصين. On the day of Qiyamah, Malaika will be commanded, bring up the sinners and their likes and their deities of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, and lead them to the path of the fierce fire and stop them. They must be questioned. Why can't you help each other today? But on that day, they will surrender themselves for judgment and they will turn to each other and question each other, saying, indeed, you people, speaking to their leaders, you used to come to us with might and power. So the leaders will say, rather, you yourselves weren't believing, and we had really no authority over you, no control over you, but you yourself were rebellious and sinful. So the word of our Rabb has proven true against us. Indeed, we are going to taste. So we are going to taste the consequences of our evil. So we had led you astray, for we ourselves were astray. So on that day, they will be sharing the punishment. Indeed, this is how we deal with the sinners. When they were told that there is no God but Allah, they used to become bloated with pride and arrogance, saying, should we leave our gods for the sake of a poet that is mad? Rather, he has brought the truth and he confirms the message of the messengers. Indeed, لَذَائِقُ الْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ, you people are going to taste the grievous punishment, and you are being only punished on account of your deeds, except the sincere servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this first verse, Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, the Malaika will be commanded to announce to the sinners, raise up, bring up these sinners and their likes. So people will be grouped and raised according to their actions. People that were cheats and robbers, they will be grouped separately. People that were usurers, they will be grouped separately. Fornicators grouped accordingly, according to the nature of their sins, they will be grouped. Whether they were gambling, whether they were fornicating, whether they were in disbelief, whether they were in any other crime, but they would be grouped according to the crimes that they were involved in. What a day of embarrassment that your true colors will appear before all and sundry. All your families, friends and folks are around, and you've been grouped according to your crimes and your sin. On that day, man will have no choice but to surrender himself. But at the last moment, the 11th hour, those Jahannamis will begin to fight with each other, thinking that they will be able to recluse themselves from punishment and the consequences. So the following will tell the leaders that you were the ones that were commanding us towards evil, came in with such force, and you were encouraging us to this wrong. So the leaders will reply, you yourselves weren't prepared to believe, and we had really no authority and control over you, but you preferred to be upon the path of rebellion and transgression. Like we've been inviting you towards wrong, there were the Anbiya and the deputies of the Anbiya inviting you towards right. So there was a parallel effort, one leading towards Jahannam and one leading towards Jannat, one towards righteousness and the other towards transgression. So you of your own preferred to adopt the path of transgression. Now you must face the consequence for you adopting that path. So there's no need, no point in you shifting the blame upon us. The root of the sin has been counted here, that إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, when it was said to them that there was no God but Allah, then it was their pride and their arrogance that would prevent them. Like you see people of science in this day, when everything has been proven to them, then it is the pride and the arrogance that gets the better over them, that how can we just surrender ourselves? We must use our brains and intellect, and they will just be defiant, just obstinate at that point. They cannot just accept, the hearts cannot just accept. So they will go into this path of defiancy, and they will persist upon that, and not only persist, but invite and exhort others as well. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about His chosen and sincere servants. For them is a sustenance well known, determined and confirmed. Unlike this life, you do not know whether you're going to be seeing tomorrow. You will have your comforts and your delights tomorrow like you enjoy today. You have a mind, you have an understanding, perhaps you will get it. But there's no confirmation. Sometimes your resources are all depleted. Sometimes your health collapses. Sometimes there are some other problems for which you cannot eat like you're supposed to be eating and enjoying. So it's not going to be the case of the Jannatis will be totally different. They will have their rosy and their sustenance all confirmed. Foods, in other words, foods of delight, not just for fulfillment, or not just for satisfying their hunger, but the food of delight and enjoyment. And number two, they will be entertained with honor and dignity in gardens of delight, on thrones and couches facing each other. Around them will be passed cups of a clear flowing fountain, white in color and delicious for those who wish to drink. No headiness will they suffer therein, nor any type of intoxication. So this is the type of food and attendance that will be seen to them. At all times, at any time, any given time, they will be in their delight and their enjoyment. And in that enjoyment, unlike the worldly enjoyment, when you indulge too much, then you will be suffering some type of a headache or some type of nausea, some type of intoxication. So they will enjoy without the intoxication. And besides them will be women casting their gazes, low, attractive eyes, as though they will be like eggs well guarded. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about the women of Jannah. One is the food, then the drink, and then the company in Jannah. So these women pure restraining their glances just to their husbands. So they will say to the husbands as well that we haven't seen anything as beautiful as yourselves. And then their glances will be just restrained just to the husbands, as beautiful as ever the complexion Allah Ta'ala speaks about, كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْدٌ مَكْنُونَ, like the delicate white membrane that you find on an egg, how soft it is, how clear it is, stainless, absolutely pure and clean. So this will be the type of complexion, كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْدٌ مَكْنُونَ. This woman of Jannah, that they restrain their glances. We understand that the beauty of a woman is in her remaining within the home and restraining her glances just to the husband, and just to the husband, not extending the glances beyond that. And when a woman's sight goes away from that, then obviously now she doesn't enjoy that type of respect, like the respect of the woman of Jannah. Woman of Jannah, this is their description, that they restrain their glances. And therefore, this brings up their beauty, it brings up their excellence, brings up their appreciation in the sight of their spouses.